morning madhouse. Hour 98.
No limit, Larry in your morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. Independent, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gaff the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah.
Y'all know what it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Man House, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, clocking in one time for the one time. You know what it is, man. It's a Tuesday inside the madhouse. 55 degrees today. East side's gonna top out right near like 71, 72. But, watch out for, a fog out there this morning. That's right, man. It's a fog out there this morning as you moving and, going about the city this morning. Yeah. Slow down, increase your following distance, and do not put on your bright lights. I know some people get out there in that fog and you want to put on your bright lights. And nah, that ain't it right there, boss man. That ain't it. That is not it. Yeah, it's actually got a national, a citywide dense fog advisory for Mecklenburg County this morning. So right about 55 degrees today, so it's going to be in the mid 70s. Rain later on this afternoon, like late this afternoon. It will carry on until tomorrow and then Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday, we got rain with highs in the early 70s. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all, say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling this morning?
I am wonderful. Wonderful. I've never seen, I don't think I've ever seen fog that thick.
Yeah, it was crucial.
I've never seen fog that thick. Please be careful out there. It's serious this morning.
Yeah, it's hard, like switching lanes and stuff like that. Like if you can't really see, in your blind spots, it's really difficult. And at times you can barely see ahead of you. So
yeah, if you're gonna head out this morning early, give yourself some extra time because you're gonna have to take it a little slower than normal.
Don't go out there flying. There was people out there flying as well.
Calm down. It's okay. You know, be safe.
Somebody gonna hurt something.
Yeah, they're alive.
Arrive alive. Hit it, Burpee. Hit it, Burpee.
Arrive alive.
Y'all hear him in the madhouse this morning. Y'all say, what's up, comedian Burpee?
I say, good morning.
Everybody on the road.
Good morning.
Everybody at home.
Good morning.
Everybody ain't
good
going
morning.
Somewhere. Everybody praying for the people going
good
somewhere.
Good morning.
What's up, Burpee?
What's happening?
How was you driving in the morning, bit dog?
It was foggy.
Fuggy.
Real fuggy. I don't know. It was thick fog.
Yeah. Crucial.
Like you couldn't see too far ahead of you. But you know, just be safe. Don't put your high beams on. You ain't gonna be able to see nothing.
Yeah, and people do that. But if you got that fog button in your car, go on and hit that. This is when you use your fog lights, people.
Right.
Yeah, if you got that fog light button, go on and use it because this is what it's used for.
Increase your following distance.
Yep. Slow down.
Slow down.
Increase your following distance. How was your night last night, big dog?
Everything was good, man. You know, I was just relaxing yesterday. Not too much of nothing popped off. Took my baby to cheer practice. And that's it, man. Shout out to CUC over there.
Okay.
That's it.
That's what it is. All right, well, let's get the show started this morning. You know what it is. It's a Tuesday inside the madhouse. So we got the trending topics dropping right around 6:35. Your madhouse question of the day is right around the corner. And let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. It belongs to Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Someone once said, birds of a feather flock together. So if you're an eagle, don't hang around with chickens because chickens can't fly. You know, the Bible says it this way. If you hang out with wise men, you will be wise. But if you are a companion of fools, you will be destroyed. Today, make the choice not to spend major time with minor people. If there are people in your life who will always lie, disappoint you, break promises, hate on your dreams, If they're too critical, too judgmental, or don't have your back during difficult times, they will constantly drain you and pull you down. Surround yourself with those who will reflect your values, your goals, and your interests. Surround yourself with those who will keep you flying like an eagle rather than squawking like a chicken. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Another Larry, the morning man, how Charlotte's blow for new hip-hop and R&B, 6:05, 5 minutes out at 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 75. Dense fog out there. It's a dense fog advisory this morning for Mecklenburg County. So if you're going out there to drive this morning, be very careful. Yes. All right, man, it's heavily bad. How's the question of the day?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
Fall is here, and a lot of people during this time talk about special foods that they eat during this time, especially things with pumpkin in it. You know, a lot of people are like, I can't wait for pumpkin spice coffee. I can't wait for pumpkin this, pumpkin that, whatever it is. But there are also some like seasonal vegetables. There's some other things that come out during this time. So we want to know, what is your favorite fall food or drink?
I don't really like pumpkin nothing. So I would say if I was going to go fall food, I would say like Thanksgiving food, because that comes in the fall. Comes in November, so yeah, my favorite fall food would be Thanksgiving food.
What food?
Turkey.
Turkey.
I like eating like the Thanksgiving turkey dressing, the yams.
Do you eat turkey any other time of the year?
Not Thanksgiving turkey, no. Like, I eat regular turkey, like from the, you know, from the grocery store.
Like deli slices.
Yeah, like deli slices.
But not like a whole turkey. No, you don't eat that any other time during the year.
No, Thanksgiving with the dressing and everything, and just cranberry sauce. Woo. Can't wait.
So I'm not really a pumpkin person either. the only thing, my mom used to make pumpkin bread when I was a little girl growing up, and I enjoyed that. But I never like had the drinks or anything. But one thing that my mom used to make all the time that I loved is like this spiced hot tea. It's like a cinnamon and spiced hot tea. I absolutely love that. So that's one of my favorite things to do and to drink during fall.
Mine is ham.
Ham?
Yeah.
Hamburger.
Ham.
Mm-hmm.
I love, especially around Thanksgiving time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about that honey glazed ham, but woo! That honey glazed ham do something to my spirit.
Not to your spirit.
To my spirit.
Do you eat that any other time other than?
Not often.
Okay. Not often. But you do.
It's definitely, I do. Mm-hmm. I do, but not often. It's not a big deal until Thanksgiving year, until the holiday.
Okay.
Love me some honey glazed ham, but woo.
Well, let us know what your favorite fall food or drink is. Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
For the first time in decades, Halloween will receive some spooky ambiance from a full moon. I don't know if you all realize this. For many people, the Halloween full moon will be a once-in-a-lifetime event. The last time that it occurred was 1944, and the next one isn't expected to happen until 2039. So make sure y'all get out there on Halloween and check out the full moon. They say it's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Uh-oh, these people got that crazy.
You know,
full moon on Halloween. Oh, Lord, I ain't coming outside.
I never even really thought about that. Like, I've never seen a full moon on Halloween.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna act like they turned into a werewolf.
Yeah, it's something crazy gonna go down. It's the 31st Halloween. It's on a Saturday. And it's a full moon?
It's the 31st.
Of October. And
oh, okay.
The 31st of Halloween. Yeah. 31st of October is Halloween. And it's on a Saturday and a full moon. Yeah, something crazy going to happen.
The next one isn't expected until 2039.
Yeah, so something going to happen. I'm
get out there.
Y'all. Yeah. I'm sure something happened in 1944.
Y'all not going to go out there and go see it?
Huh?
Y'all not going to go out there?
I'm going to be in the house before dark.
Hell no.
I'm going to the house before dark. They gonna
I don't care about a full moon on a regular day. Why am I care on Halloween?
They gonna try to have a purge or something. Like, something gonna happen.
Somebody gonna know. Do something stupid.
Something gonna happen. Full moon on Halloween, and then right after that, like 2 weeks after that, is Friday the 13th. See, it's a lot that's happening in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cool on 2020.
Yeah, 2020
all
something.
All things it brings.
Yeah, 2020, full moon of Halloween. We got a Friday the 13th. Yeah, it's too much.
Now I'm going to go out and see this 2020 full moon.
Well, you go ahead. You're going to be the one.
I want to see it.
You're going to get bit by the vampire. You're going to get bit by the vampire.
Tell me what the Halloween
I'm going to have my garlic and my steak with me and stuff.
You're going to need it.
I'm going to go see it. Once in a lifetime.
Come to my house, crazy person that want to celebrate this full moon.
What's going
to
happen, bro?
Come over to
you
the house.
You ain't got no gun, Burpee.
Click, clack, paddywhack, Larry.
You gonna do it with a...
What you gonna do?
With chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
You Burpee. Gonna play hand clapping games
exactly.
With it?
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm gonna clap.
Burpee, you ain't got clap. No gun, Burpee.
I got me a pistol, Larry.
No, you don't.
I do got a gun.
Stop lying to the people.
Y'all shame me into getting the gun.
No, the
hey,
gun.
Hey, Mary Mac, what is going on?
Y'all shame me into getting the weapon.
The only gun you got is on Call of Duty. That
here.
Ain't gonna hurt that
oh,
nigga.
I got a good one on Call of Duty.
Guns don't mess with vampires, do they?
No, you need a silver bullet.
Well, seeing as though I mean, they're not
well,
real.
Well. Hell, you say I read the Bible? They real.
You see the vampire in the Bible?
That's how I know you don't.
Yes, it is.
Hold on,
time. Yes, it is. There's a lot of spirit
well,
and stuff in there.
To do this
my nosy ass wants to know about this vampire that's in the Bible.
If a man can walk on water, there was vampires in the Bible.
There's vampires in Brooklyn.
What's his name? What was his name?
He ain't had no name.
He didn't have...
His name was Lucifer. That was his name.
Exactly. Where exactly is this vampire? What book?
Huh? Genesis.
Genesis.
Genesis?
Who you think talked to Eve in the Garden of Eden?
Oh, Lord. He even said a vampire.
What version of the Bible is this? Because that ain't in the King James Version.
I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'm just
hit the button.
What version you were looking at?
Get out of there.
It's the North Charlotte Bible. We write our own verse.
The one that don't make sense.
It make a lot of sense. His spirits in there, so that means they was vampires. You call them what you want to call them. People just gave names. They gave names, but there were spirits in there. Ask John P. Key. He told me. I'm just kidding.
Don't you lie, Uncle Pastor. Uncle Pastor.
Uncle Pastor.
Don't you lie, Uncle Pastor.
All right, that's your nosy neighbor news.
Quick. I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Make sure y'all stop by Instagram pages. You can check me at I Am No Limit Larry.
Me at Hey Miss Jessica.
And my page is I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Tap in for the Madhouse question of the day, hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D. And a question of the day is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, what is your favorite fall food or drink?
And I said, man, I'm just waiting on Thanksgiving, baby. Just give me that Thanksgiving food and I'm good.
Yeah, and I said, my mom used to make this spiced tea hot tea that I really like. So that one.
That honey glazed ham, boy. Woo!
Hit us up, man. And if you can't get through on our page or you want to call us and voice your opinion, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. Leave it on the Madhouse voicemail. Coming up, Trending Topic Tuesday, Megan Thee Stallion is trending this morning. It's Pi 98.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
Pi 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Well, let's find out what's trending this morning, Big Dog.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We run the streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We run the streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. Run the streets. No limit keeps coming.
All right. Trending Topic Tuesday being brought to you by Dos Equis. That's right. Log on to power98fm.com to show us how you're repping your favorite college team for your chance to win a foot cooler full of prizes courtesy of Dos Equis. Go ahead and log on right now and show us your favorite college team and your favorite college gear straight like that. All right, Trending Topic Tuesday going down like this morning. Let's start it off with Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion tried to shut the internet down yesterday as she received some brand new gear from Rihanna. Rihanna, that's right, from Rihanna. Rihanna sent Meg some brand new Fenty gear, and she was trying it on her Instagram story, and all eyes was on Meg. Somebody asked from her hometown, jumped in the comments, was like, come on home, boo. It's my big dog, Slim Thugger. Slim Thugger was on there trying to holler at Meg on there, shooting his shot, trying to, you know what I mean, trying to put that jump shot up. No word if Meg responded or not, but she did look good in her brand new Fenty. Also trending this morning, this Mike Tyson and Boosie interview. Mike Tyson has a podcast. He sat down with Boosie Badass, and he asked Boosie about it. When I say he asked Boosie about everything, he asked Boosie about everything. You know when Boosie came under fire for attacking Dwayne Wade's son and attacking Dwayne Wade for supporting his son. So Mike Tyson asked him about that, and he said, hey, are you a homosexual? You got to see this interview. This interview, like, you know, it's the champ, baby. You might try a lot of people, but you ain't going to try the champ. So, yeah, go check this one out. Mike Tyson and Boosie Badass sat down and chopped it up. And sad news in the culture, man, down in West Philadelphia. West Philadelphia, you know, we've heard of, you know, Will Smith is from there. A lot of folks from Philadelphia, but you heard Will Smith, West Philadelphia, born and raised. Last night in Philly, well, yesterday afternoon, a young man was shot and killed in front of his grandmother. Shot and killed. It was his mama.
Yeah.
So shot and killed in front of his mother as she had called police to help her because they said he's mental. And she called police to come because he had a knife, and they came, and it's all caught on video, and they shot him in the middle of the street. And they had protests last night in Philly, and protests continue this morning. Several different videos have surfaced with some police, you know, just standing down. Then you got other videos where police and the protesters are really getting into it. So, another police involved shooting. This time in West Philadelphia. And last but not least, trending this morning, and you ever got fired on your day off? We heard this on Friday. How you getting fired on your day off? Well, it happened to now former Carolina Panther, Josh Hawkins. See, this is why we tell y'all stop posting everything. Stop posting everything, and you gotta realize, bruh, you are a public figure. Josh Hawkins, formerly of the Carolina Panthers practice squad, was seen out like right down the street from the radio station at Nico's Japanese restaurant, seen over the weekend without a mask on in a crowded restaurant, and he was seen dancing in the aisles. Somebody posted this video to Instagram, and yep, he was fired on his day off. Damn.
You know what? I actually reached out to, I won't say his name, but I reached out to a Carolina Panther earlier and invited him someplace. And he said, he's like, I can't go out. I can't be seen out with COVID going on and things like that. We will be fined. We can risk losing our job. I cannot go out. It's very serious.
And you know, the Panthers had a bout with COVID themselves. The team had a bout.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
With COVID themselves, so you know, I guess like they said, they ain't playing no games with this thing. You seen out without a mask, but my thing is, he was in a restaurant, so he probably had to wear a mask in there. But then you up dancing in the aisles, big dog. You got to know them cameras is everywhere, bro.
I will say the person that I invited out was to an outside event.
Yeah,
and even then, you know, like you still wear your mask. He was like, "No, I can't be seen out." Period. Point blank.
Well, Josh got seen out, and now he's out. That's what's trending this morning.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
And you know, coming up inside the Madhouse, we're going to let y'all shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. And of course, you already know it's somebody's birthday. We're still in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You want to shout out a breast cancer survivor or anybody you want to shout out. Go and let them hear, man. They need to hear. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. 570-WPEG or toll free 1-800-525-0098. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine, man. Get your shine list out. Who you got on your shine list today? Somebody doing something good. We want to hear about it. You know what we say. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hey, my name's Jay, man. I just want to let my daughter from 3 days old, Samir Vincent, and my other daughter that's 6 years old, Jaleah Vincent, shine today. Today is a good day.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine? Hello.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Hello.
He got his radio quaking. What's up, big dog?
Nothing much. My name's Jordan. I want to make my mama shine because she got cancer and my dad's supporting her as best he can.
Good morning. You got somebody you need to let shine?
I said hello. You got somebody you need to let shine?
Yeah. It's your boy, Gravy and Nouveau. I don't let the light shine on everybody up in the hood getting up, getting that money. You know what I'm saying? All my kids, Power 98. Yo, let's have a good day.
What up,
Shout out to all my folk down there in New Hope, man, getting their grind on and doing their thing, they thug this. Y'all know every morning about this time we let y'all shine. Y'all keep it tapped in. Miss Jessica's got a chance for you to go to Nightmare Carolina coming up at 7:24 in the Nosy Neighbor News.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got hit his no cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. Got a lot to talk about. Chris Brown has some words for his haters. Find out what he had to say. There is something big that is going up on the auction block. Got details about that. Sad news for Jamie Foxx and his family. And Kanye West.
Uh-oh.
If he does not win the presidency, he has this as a plan. What are his plans?
Kanye is going to be... He's going to run for the mayor of Wyoming, okay. The little city he live in Wyoming. He's going to run for mayor, and he's going to start his little bid there to be in political office. He want to be a mayor and then eventually run for president again.
He's going to run to Australia to build his own church.
He got a church in Wyoming. He had the ranch, no?
But he's going to go to Australia to do it.
He's going to go to the Down Under.
Because he lost.
Yeah.
Okay. Why Australia?
Just because we don't know nothing out there.
The kangaroos down there. Kangaroos and crocodiles.
Kangaroos and land.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, find out what's going on with Kanye West and what he plans on doing if he does not win this presidential election. Coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, October 26th. Jamie Foxx's sister has passed away at the age of 36. He wrote a heartfelt message about her death, saying that her passing left a hole in his heart. Jamie went on to say that the fondest memories of his sister were when she was named an ambassador for the Global Down Syndrome Foundation in 2011. And her dancing in the Blame It video. I have the full message up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. You can check it out there. Chris Brown has some words for his haters. The singer took to the Instagram story to say, shut up and just listen to the damn music. He went on to say, only people that care about other people's personal problems have a personal problem. So please, please take it personal if I stunt or flex on you. I am not you and you can never be me. The lie was that we were the same. No word on what set him off, but he has since deleted the post. Jay-Z has launched a new cannabis brand. He announced that he was going to get into business with a cannabis brand as a brand strategist. Now Jay is ready to launch his own strain called Monogram, which, according to a press release, aims to redefine what cannabis means to consumers today. The brand has already launched, and its official website and social media pages are both open. A copy of the first Black Panther comic book signed by Chadwick Boseman has hit the auction block. The collector's item is being auctioned off this week, and the opening bid is going to start at $8,000. Now, in addition to Chadwick's name, Stan Lee and Black Panther director Ryan Coogler are both signed the book as well. This is going to be huge. Experts expect that this book will bring in at least $25,000. If Kanye West doesn't make it as president, he has a backup plan of starting a gospel university. During a recent interview, he revealed his university dream. He says, I've envisioned and will manifest a 200,000-seat stadium circular with 100,000 gospel singers. People will go to this university and they will train the way a Russian Olympic swimmer does. Happy birthday to Samantha Logan and Casanova. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Power 98.
Pop 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Pop Smoke the Woo right there. And y'all already know what time it is inside the madhouse. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad. Are we mad?
All right, hashtag Larry Mad. Today is being brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's presents Cool Kid Friday. Nominate your kid to be the cool kid each and every week. All you got to do is go to power98fm.com. Let us know what your kid is doing, what they about, and we'll announce if your kid is the cool kid on Friday. It's all being brought to you by McDonald's, so log on right now at power98fm.com. Y'all already know, hashtag Larry Mad. I talked about this earlier in Trending Topic Tuesday in West Philadelphia last night. A man who was holding a knife was shot and killed by police officers out in Philly. Protests going down right now in Philadelphia started last night. Some officers did stand down and stood back, but other officers were seen engaging with protesters, and even some said, you know, they were beat down by police. Now, a lot of people are saying, man, what do we got to do to make this stop? This is, I mean, we've seen this play out over and over and over again. Apparently his mother had called the police because she said he had mental issues and he was holding a knife. He did kind of approach the police, but that's still no excuse to me. No excuse. They you were backing up from the young man. You could have kept backing up, and then you just let shots off. You let shots off in front of the man's mama in the man's neighborhood. Sounded something like this. It's hard to watch. It's sad to watch. And we, even though we've seen it play out many, many times, we got to do something. And you know, we watched the presidential debate where Donald Trump said, he told his people to stand down and stand by. Well, I think it's time for us to stand up and do something. What that something is, Yeah, I think you can make your own determination, but I think it's time for us to stand up and do something. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad.
No limit, Larry!
Sometimes I have them thoughts. Yes, it is. Sometimes I have them thoughts. Larry and Jessica, it's Tuesday. Teacher Tuesday, and I'm going to teach y'all. I'm going there. Ladies, quit hating on the game. Xbox, PlayStation, PC, whatever game he has, quit hating on the game. Why do you hate the game, ladies? Accept the game. Accept the game into the relationship. This is now a part of the family. I got a name for my game, Larry. She has a name. You know what her name is? Consola. She's Latin. Yeah, she's Latin. I call her Consola. That's how I got it on. It's not a PlayStation. Her name is Consola. Don't you call my baby out of her name, because we're going to have a problem if you call her PlayStation or anything other than what she is. And her name is Consola. Understand, I don't know why y'all don't like the game so much. You said, well, you spend too much time on the game. You wasting your life away. I could be out here playing with another woman. That's what I could be doing, but I'm out here playing Madden or Call of Duty, and you are upset about that. Why do you hate the game so much? Is it because of the happiness I get from winning on the game is what you should be giving me? Maybe that's why you're so upset. Is that why you're so upset? Because Consola loves me the way you should. I put on them headphones because I don't have to hear about how bad Consola Day was. I don't have to hear about who made Consola mad on the road while you was driving home from work. When I put them headphones and that PlayStation noise come on, I go into a whole nother world. I'm a whole new person. She allows me to relieve stress whenever I want to, Larry. Whenever I want to, without saying, I'm not in the mood. Or I'm too tired tonight. No, I go right on in there with Consola and I do what I want. I handle Consola however I want to handle Consola. Consola don't try to dress me or judge me. Matter of fact, if I put the right game on, Consola let me dress however the hell I want to and don't say nothing about it. Quit hating on the game, ladies. Get out of there, Larry.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, the ABC miniseries about the mother of Emmett Till's mother, about the mother of Emmett Till, will be filming in Memphis, Tennessee, beginning in late January. The people involved with the film are currently scouting locations. Mamie Till will be played by Adrienne Warren, who recently starred in the Tina Turner musical. The series is called Women of the Movement, and it is being produced by Jay-Z and Will Smith. Excited about this one. As soon as I get a release date, I will let you know about it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that.
Who the next best thing? Who gon' put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
So they call it the next big thing. We need y'all help, Madhouse Nation. Today you get to be the music critic. Come on, man. Put your music listening ears on you and the fog in the way. Slow down and listen. All right. We need to know if we're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade? Keep it, sweep it, letter grade. All right. The name of the song today is Slide Through. Check it out right now. It's Power 98.
What's the deal? What's the word? What's happening? What's up? Ay. What's the deal? What's the word? What's happening? Ay. Slide through. got drinks over here, baby girl, had no fear, slide through. Bring your friends to the crib, got my doors over here, and we bringing up the rear, slide through. Don't you ever be ashamed, throwing down anything, if you're down for it, baby, slide through. It's already 1 a.m. She need a sky, yo. Girl, let me get your mind right. It's okay to chill, babe, it's only one night. We all shell from the back, so it's alright. But 8 shots ain't enough, baby, drink a pint. Now she loose, off that deuce. She in my sheets, she was trying to save her, it's too late. Yeah, no games, no gimmicks, all true. So baby, what you wanna do? Just slide through drinks over here, baby girl, had no fear, slide through. Bring your friends to the crib, got my doors over here, and we bringing up the rear, slide through. Don't you ever be ashamed, throwing down anything, if you're down for it, baby, slide through. It's already 1 a.m. and you know what it is when the liquor get up in you.
Feel like he got that thing on him, I love it when he put his hands on me. Kick it. Right time, right place, yeah. Julio, in the case, yeah. One night, to the rage, yeah. Throughout the day, yeah. You know I wanna get dirty for ya. Going to the max, flowing on ya. And we ain't gonna stop till we hit new. So this is what we gonna do. Slide through, slide through.
We got drinks over here, we got drinks over here.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
570-WPET, 1-800-525-0098. Let us know what we're going to do with the next big thing. We're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade? It's Power 98.
No games, no gimmicks.
The next big thing right here. Peep it up.
Baby, what you want to do? Just slide through, slide through. We got drinks over here, baby girl, had no fear, slide through. Bring your friends to the crib, got my doors over here, and we bringing up the rear, slide through. Don't you ever be ashamed, throwing down anything, if you're down for it, baby, slide through. It's already 1 a.m., and you know what it is when the liquor get up in you.
Sir Andrews, Anais Renee, it's called Slide Through. What you want to do with the song? You want to keep it, you want to sweep it, and what letter grade? 570-WPET or 1-800-525-0098. Larry, the morning man, how's this bourbon song right there? The city girls making that kid talk. English, the bing. It's a lot. Whew, boy. They got to make it do a better.
The kid is not racist because he speak English, Spanish, and French.
Yeah. And she said, she said it'd make you commit a felony. I ain't never met one to make me commit a felony.
A whole felony.
Man, let's get on the next big thing.
No games, no gimmicks, all true. So baby, what you wanna do? Just slide through, slide through. We got drinks over here, we got drinks over here. Baby girl, had no fear, slide through. Bring your friends to the crib, got my doors over here. And we bringing up the rear, slide through. Don't you ever be ashamed, throwing down anything.
got that thing on him.
All right, man, let's find out what Madhouse Nation thought about this thing right here. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade? Yes, Sir Andrews and Anais Renee. Slide through.
What up, Madhouse? Hey, man, I think we should keep that one. They got me wanting to go slide through on something. I'm going to give it like a B, man. I couldn't understand some of the words to it. It was a little butter, but other than that, it was all right.
We're going to keep it. That was a vibe. I enjoyed that song. And I'm going to give it a letter B.
Good morning. I want to give that letter grade a D. Sweet, man, they got to go back to the drawing board. I ain't understand half the stuff they were saying.
All right, the votes are in. And, boy, it was trending almost 50-50, but then it came back. Bourbon came back.
It came back.
It came back with about 67%. 67% of the vote. They made it a keep. 67% of the vote made it a keep with an overall letter grade of a C+. Sir Andrews, Anais Renee, slide through. What the Madhouse thought about the song and how you can get on the next big thing yourself when we come back. It's Pot Out of Eight.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
No games, no gimmicks, how true. So baby, what you wanna do? Just slide through, slide through. Drinks over here, baby girl, had no fair slide through. Bring your friends to the crib, got my doors over here, and we bringing up the rear slide through. Don't you ever be ashamed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's today's next big thing. Sir Andrews and Anais Renee. And of course, my calculation was I didn't carry the one and divide the two. But so I said 67% before, but it's actually 58% of the vote. 58% of the vote kept it at a keep with an overall letter grade of a C+. So 58% for Madhouse Nation. They said keep it with a C+. What you got on it, Ms. Jessica?
I liked this song. I like this song. I found myself, I had to sort of switch the way that I was listening to it though, but I like the song. I like the song. I thought it was good. I do agree with one of the callers though that said it was sort of hard to understand what he was saying. I think that the music could have been toned down just a tad bit to be able to hear, his singing. I like the feature that he had on. I think the young lady could sing. I liked the lyrics and the story behind it. I think it all matched up. So, I think it would be a keep. I'm going to give it a B+, like an A-B+. And that's only just because I said that music was just a tad bit loud over his lyrics, which made it at sometimes a little bit difficult to hear what he said, but it's a keep.
All right. I liked it. It's a whole bobby. I know I like to dance when I hear certain songs, and this song, the song made sense. With the hook, the song just made sense. The hook will slide through, and throughout the song, they're explaining why you need to slide through. We got in here, baby girl, slide through. I liked it. The beat was dope. It sounded like, it didn't sound dated. It sounded like something that we would play on the radio right now. And the girl who was singing, Anais Renee, she's actually on my live right now. She could actually sing.
Mm-hmm.
She sounded good when she was singing, and what she said also made sense to the song, in the song. So I liked it. I'll keep it with the A.
I thought it was just all right. The production, it could have been better. You could have produced the song a little bit better. It's not even as so much as like hearing the vocals or whatever. Just the overall sonic sound of it could have been a little bit better as far as bringing it to radio. I thought it was just okay. I give it a C, but I keep it. I think the hook was dope. The hook drew you in. As far as lyric, after I heard City Girls, Kitty Talk, I don't give a damn about no lyrics anymore. Y'all stop talking to me about y'all like lyrics, because Kitty Talk is...
Kitty Talk is quickly approaching
to be a top 10 song lyrics. In the country. Y'all better not never talk to me about no damn lyrics or nothing no more.
Those are
ever
lyrics.
In life.
They just a different type of lyric. But they lyrics, I mean, they make sense what they saying. It's just a different type of lyric.
No, it makes sense.
In life. Ever in English and ever in life. So I keep the song.
What kid is bilingual?
Hey.
Shut up, Larry.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is, y'all be talking about the lyrics is elementary. Like, after I heard Kitty Talk.
Kitty Talk.
Y'all better not never talk to me
English
about no elementary lyrics.
Form of imagination. I love it.
Yeah. Don't never talk to me about no lyrics ever again in life. Listen, I keep it with a C+.
That kid is speak Geechee. That's what that kid is speaking. Hate that song.
You didn't need to stop by the better four row health department. You're doing all that. All right, how do we get on the next big thing?
Send us one clean radio ready version of your original song. You're going to send it to carolina.street@power98fm.com. Once again,
representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city. The plug for local music.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Y'all know what it is. It is time to play Black Smart. How you play this game? I forgot that quick. All right. You're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we taking that hood black card. Burpee, what we giving them today?
We are giving them a $100 voucher to go to Stars and Strikes out there in Concord. They can go to the arcade, play laser tag, or go bowling, but they have to be Black Smart in order to do it.
And I was laughing when we came on air because we was in here arguing with Burpee because he said, somebody said, what, Burpee, about Michael Jackson? You cannot talk about
it. Why would you even want to start this right now?
Somebody
asked the question. They posed the question, mm-hmm. Can Michael Jackson really sing? Which is a dumb question.
Mm.
It's a stupid question.
Okay. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Chrissy right there. She wants you to relax. And we want you to relax and play Black Smart. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Good morning. Hello. Who is this?
This is Tanil from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
What up, Tanil from Rock Hill, South Carolina? You're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two to three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we taking that hood black card, all right?
All right.
What?
Kick it off, Midjust.
I need you to tell me what island country is Rihanna from?
Barbados.
You are correct.
What you got for a burp?
I need you to tell me in the movie Baby Boy, what dance did Tyrese do after him and Yvette?
I'm sorry.
Let me get it out. What dance did Tyrese do after him and Yvette finished having sex?
He did the crip walk.
What did he call it?
Yeah, he didn't call it that. He didn't call it that.
What did he call it?
It was a crip walk, but he didn't call it that.
I don't know. He did the
crip
walk.
It was a specific name.
He gave it a specific name.
The Beat It Up Right Jody.
Okay. I give it to you. Beat It Up Right Dance. We don't get it, dang it.
Beat It Up Right Dance.
Yo, Beat It Up Right Dance. That's what it was. We're going to get to it. What you got, Burpee?
That's what it is.
She got an airport for that.
Because you got that correct, we're going to give you this $100 voucher to go up there in Concord to Stars and Strikes. If you like playing laser tag or arcades or go bowling, you can go do all of that at Stars and Strikes, but you have to tell everybody what station hooked you up with that voucher.
Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. On Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
And now let me learn more of the Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to check the Madhouse voicemail and tap in on the Madhouse question of the day, which was what today, Miss Jessica?
We wanted to know, what is your favorite fall food or drink?
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Grindtime said dressing oven baked not box with cranberry sauce. Peace of Mind 16 said oxtails with rice and some good crock pinto beans. Is that a fall food? Smoked turkey and pintos with cornbread. That's what Tiffany Yolanda said. Chrissy said chili and cornbread. Mrs. Underscore RJR 17 said chitlins.
Ugh. Why?
Cause she ain't. No, I'm just kidding.
Why would you eat that slop?
A lot of people eat that. I'm not one of them. A lot of people put chili on mine, and I forgot about that. That is a fall favorite. That I actually made a pot of chili last week. Yeah.
Chili?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty warm.
Cause you don't. When else do you eat chili? You don't eat it in the summer or any. Eat it when it gets cool.
Does it count
outside.
When it's on nachos and you at a game or something?
No.
That don't count.
No.
Oh.
No. Not that one. Caramel One says pot roast with veggies. King Q says shepherd's pie. Shepherd. C Best Boy says for the season, everything pumpkin. Totally Exclusive said beef stew and cornbread. D Inspiration says peach cobbler.
Mm.
Peach
cobbler's getting around, man.
Obviously, it's not in their household.
Okay.
I mean, you eat peach cobbler there?
Yeah, I love peach cobbler.
You?
No, I do not eat peach cobbler. I don't eat cooked fruit. Like soft fruit, like apples, baked apples. But I'll eat like a peach. I'll eat a regular peach. I'll eat a regular apple. But if it's cooked and it's mushy, I don't want it.
Peach cobbler with the crust be just right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll eat the crust of it.
Oh, my God. Blueberry, blackberry cobbler. Yes, sir.
I'm
cobbler
not a meat. Cooked fruit person.
Apple cobbler. Yeah, I want it all.
Ew.
Yes, sir.
Darren with a Y said pumpkin spice and a nice brandy and eggnog. James Barrier said, he said WAP.
Goodbye.
You only eat that in the spoon?
I guess so, Jeff.
This is what he says.
Whack, sir.
That's that man business. Let him be whacked then.
Yeah.
Foxy Red Productions said,
lame.
Inserts black people answer, Thanksgiving.
Negro. That was me.
Said, Negro, do you know that is not a food? It's a time of year.
That's me. I definitely said, give me the Thanksgiving food.
Meek Millie said,
but it's in the fall though, ma'am.
Chili and cornbread.
The question
with
was
a nice
food.
Salad
food.
And some ribs.
I said turkey.
The question was food, not holiday. She has a point.
I said Thanksgiving turkey.
Well, Larry, she did not say your name over there with your hit dog hollering ass.
She did not say
that. I don't care.
He is mad.
Ain't he mad?
I don't care.
Larry, calm down. Sheesh. Nobody said Larry.
I don't care.
Just go to the voicemail. Just go.
Anything you heard you want to comment on the show, you can definitely leave it on the voicemail. 704-227-8780.
Yeah, good morning, Madhouse. I just want to comment on the West Philly shooting. If I'm not mistaken, you said the guy was mentally challenged. So this is my thing. If the police officer knew he was mentally challenged on the way to the call, what happened to using tasers, man? You know what I'm saying? I bet you he was a crook. They'd have used a taser on him, man. And I agree with you, man. We got to stand up, man. This don't make no f***ing sense, bro.
This is Mr. What the hell? I was going to respond to Toodle's challenges, old nasty black ass, but I'll do that on a later date. Larry's mad hit home today. I got cousins in Philly, and the first thing I thought, could that be one of my cousins that got gunned down like that? Then I started thinking, my cousin outstanding men, they law-abiding citizens. Then I got to thinking, hell, that don't even matter no more. Don't let me you ask what we need to do. First thing all black people need to do is go vote. Vote right damn now, early vote, and make sure you get your vote in on November the 3rd. After that, we need to plan and strategize what we gonna do after the election. Because according to how this election go, it's going to get worse. Now, we've been peacefully protesting and marching,
doing it the Martin Luther King Jr. way. I think it's time for us to try the Malcolm X way. We need to protect us by any means necessary. Ying, ying, damn, ying.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, October 26th. Jamie Foxx's sister passed away at the age of 36. He wrote a heartfelt message about her death, saying that her passing left a hole in his heart. He went on to say that the fondest memories of his sister was when she was named the ambassador for the Global Down Syndrome Foundation in 2011 and her dancing in the Blame It video. Now, little story behind this story. Last week, Chris Brown posted about her passing, and he posted it on his social media, and then he deleted it. But I happened to see it, and I took a screenshot of it. I remember saying to you all, oh no, I think Jamie Foxx's sister passed away.
Yeah.
And I've been watching and watching and watching Jamie Foxx's page to sort of see if he was going to say anything around this. But shout out to Chris Brown, who, you know, understood, like, hey, it's not in my place to make this announcement. Jamie hasn't even said anything about this, so let me take this post down. Because I did see a blog actually posted before Jamie posted it. And I'm like, yo, come on now. Some things you got to leave for the family.
Yeah.
Some things you just got to leave for the family. We got to show some compassion to people.
Agreed.
Yeah, so... yeah, prayers up for Jamie Foxx and his entire family. Speaking of Chris Brown, who had a very, very close relationship to Jamie Foxx's sister, he had some word for his haters. He said on his Instagram story, shut up and just listen to the damn music. He went on to say only people that care about others' personal problems have a personal problems. So please, please take it personal if I stunt or flex on you. I'm not you, and you could never be me.
That's a lot
the
of personal.
The lie was that we were the same.
Yeah, okay, Chris Brown. Mm. Who peed your cornflakes?
Right, who made him mad?
Huh? Yeah, well, he later deleted this post, but no word deleted. On who it was that set him off.
That sound like a baby mama post.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Anytime a dude post something like that, they baby mama.
I don't think it was a baby mama post because he says, shut up and just listen to the music. I think this was about some people that are hating on him professionally.
Oh, yeah, or said something like Chris with the music or something like that. And it just, it just one of them days he probably woke up and just like, man, I ain't doing this today.
Yeah.
Like, could have been one of them days. But why delete? Leave it up there, Chris. Keep the same energy.
Leave it up there, Christopher.
Leave it up there.
Leave it up, Christopher.
Come on, Christopher.
We want to see it, Christopher.
We already synced it. You can't run from it.
Once you hit sin, it's already there.
It's out there, Christopher. You might as well leave it on out there. Leave it out there.
Leave it up, Christopher.
That kills me every time you do that, Burpee. Where you at, Tori? What you got to say about it, Tori? Leave it up there, Christopher. It's hilarious. All right. Jay-Z has launched a new cannabis brand.
Hope. Hey, I'm taking that Jay-Z. Hope. Yeah. What you thought I said? What you thought I said?
I don't know. You just yell out a random noise.
I always say that when she say Jay-Z.
It was a little Tourette. It was a little Tourette.
I might have slight Tourette's. Michael Jackson sucks. See, I might have slight Tourette's.
Oh,
I might have
slight Tourette's. Y'all, Jay-Z has launched a new cannabis brand. It's called Monogram. He says that it aims to redefine what cannabis means to consumers today.
That's whack.
It's already launched on his website and his social media pages.
That's a whack name. He should have called it Da Rock. You got Moon Rock. You got
okay. Not I like that. That.
You
I like
see
that.
What I'm saying?
I see what I'm saying.
He should have called it Da Rock.
Okay.
First of all, be all professional with weed. Don't nobody care. Monogram. Who wants professional weed?
I do.
Hell, you don't.
First of all, don't do that. Don't do that, Burpee.
Give me some
you
of that monogram.
Show some respect to this man and his brand and what he is putting together. And that's right.
He is different.
Sean is different. And you put some respect on his name.
Mr. Carter.
You put some respect on his name. I don't like that. I don't like that at all, Burpee.
Change it, Mr. Carter.
I don't like that.
Yeah, Mr. Carter. We want it in the hood, Mr. Carter.
If you would like to call weed the rock, then you go create your own brand. But right now, Jay-Z has a brand, and it's called Monogram, and I love it. Shut up. I don't want to hear anything else from you.
Well, let me ask y'all this.
You're stupid.
Did y'all see this video of
you're stupid, Burpee.
Did y'all see this video of the black announcer who was talking about a new strand of marijuana, and he actually said loud on TV?
I did see that video.
He's a news announcer. He's doing a news report. So a picture a newscaster doing a story about marijuana. Uh-huh. And he said, you can get a new strand of loud, whatever. Yeah. But he was like, I mean marijuana.
Yeah, he did.
The video is hilarious.
I'm mad at this guy.
I'm mad at loud. You know what name for weed I am mad at?
Monogram.
Stupid. Call it the rock.
And you know what name I'm mad at? Burpee. Because it's stupid. It's a stupid name. Happy birthday to Samantha Logan and Casanova. Get out of there, Logan.
I just look up. Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.